Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. We have six great questions. Let's get to the answers. The first question comes from Twitter. At JRM531 asks, does this team look better before training camp this year than they did last year? Well, truth be told, I'm always optimistic when it comes to a Viking season, and that's no different. I'm optimistic about this year's team. But I do think when you look at some of the changes the Vikings have made to their roster this year heading into the 2014 season, I think they're in a better place right now than they were this time last year. A couple of specific changes that I like about this year's team, Captain Munnerlyn, who's going to come in and play that nickel cornerback for us. He's going to make a big difference on defense. I think Cordarrelle Patterson is miles ahead of where he was this time last year. I think he's going to make a big difference for the offense. Those are just a couple of players, but overall, this roster is more talented. We have a good coaching staff in place, and I think this Vikings team heading into 2014 is ready to go. Our next question comes from Austin in Davenport, Iowa. With all of the talent on both sides of the ball and the great coaching staff, do you think we can win the division? No question about it, this Vikings team can win the NFC North. Every year you should go into the season thinking you can win the division. Now, sometimes that's a reality and sometimes it's just a dream, but for the Vikings heading into 2014 with the changes they've made to the roster, and as Austin said, with a new coaching staff, I think this team is heading in the right direction, and there's no reason that when they get together on the first day of training camp and they write their goals down on the whiteboard, winning the NFC North shouldn't be one of them. That's goal number one for this Vikings team. Our next question comes from Casey in Fargo, North Dakota. Where would you have ranked Cordarrelle Patterson among the highly touted 2014 class of receivers? Well, the Vikings got Cordarrelle in the first round of the 2013 NFL Draft. Now, a couple of receivers who went early in this year's draft were Sammy Watkins of Clemson. He went to Buffalo. And then you had Texas A&M's Mike Evans going to Tampa Bay, also in the top 10. But here's the good thing about Cordarrelle. I think he's got a little bit of both of those guys, and I think he's better than both of them. Cordarrelle has the speed and elusiveness and the return ability of Sammy Watkins, and he's also got the size and strength and go-up-and-get-it ability of a Mike Evans. So I think all three of those guys are good receivers, all three first-round caliber players, and I think Sammy Watkins and Mike Evans are both going to make a difference for their teams. But I'm glad we have Cordarrelle Patterson. I think he's going to take a big step forward in 2014 and make plays not just for our special teams group, but on offense too. Our next question comes from Joseph in Worthington, Minnesota. Is it a problem that Linval Joseph hasn't been able to practice much since signing with the Vikings? Linval has been held back a little bit, but that wasn't anything unexpected. And to be honest, because of some of the contact restrictions set forth in the collective bargaining agreement, you can't really get a true gauge of where offensive and defensive linemen are at this stage. You really got to wait till training camp when the pads come on and there's live contact until you can grade those guys. So nope, not a big setback yet for Linval. I'm excited to watch him go to work at training camp because he's going to make a big difference for our defensive line. Our next question comes from Tom in Gordon, Nebraska. I like Michael Mahdi's attitude and effort, and I'm hoping he gets more playing time this season. How is the competition at middle linebacker looking? Well, right now it's looking pretty good. Jasper Brinkley and Michael Mahdi both had some reps with the first team during the spring, during OTAs and mini camps, and I would imagine they'll split some of those reps once we get down to Mankato for training camp too. Maybe throw Audie Cole into the mix a little bit too. And in the base defense, I think you're going to see mostly Jasper Brinkley. It may be his job to lose, but Michael Mahdi is going to be in there as well. And really, this is going to come down to not just training camp during practices, but those preseason games. Coaches are going to want to see how the guys perform underneath the lights when the live bullets are flying. So we'll take a look at Jasper Brinkley and Michael Mahdi. We'll see if anyone else wants to jump in and surprise us, but I think Michael Mahdi has a good shot to win that job. It'll be fun to see how it all plays out. Our final question comes from John in Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota. It feels like there's optimism around getting Adrian Peterson involved in the passing game every year. Is this the year we finally start throwing him the ball? I do think Adrian is going to be involved in the passing game under Norv Turner's offense. If you remember when we played the Chargers a couple years ago, Norv Turner was their head coach. They were throwing the ball to running backs all over the place. So while Norv Turner is known for an aggressive downfield passing attack where he'll feature Greg Jennings, Jerome Simpson, and Cordarrelle Patterson, he's also going to throw it to the running backs, Jerick McKinnon, and of course, Adrian Peterson. So yeah, I do think Adrian will be more involved than he has been in the past in the passing game, but let's not make any mistake about it. Adrian is a running back we're paying him to run with the football. So I think he's going to be a factor. He's not going to be a 60, 70 reception guy like you see some running backs in the NFL. That's not Adrian's forte. Adrian's going to be the running back, and then Norv Turner's going to use some of those pass catchers in the passing game as well. But the answer to the question is yes, Adrian will be involved in the passing game this season. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week.